Alan Dershowitz slams anti-Jewish DNC, "I'm no longer a Democrat." By Elizabeth Weibel on September 6, 2024. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz criticized the Democrat Party for having hosted the most anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, anti-Zionist convention in August, adding that he was no longer a Democrat. During an interview with radio host Zev Brenner, Dershowitz spoke about how the Democrat Party had more anti-Jewish, anti-Zionist speakers, such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, at its convention in Chicago. Dershowitz went on to criticize President Joe Biden for stating that pro-Palestinian protesters have a point, and pointed out that Biden had pushed a hoax claiming that former President Donald Trump had described neo-Nazis in Charlottesville as fine people. He never said that, Dershowitz stated. What he said is, he condemns the neo-Nazis. He condemns the people who said Jews will not replace us. He said there were fine people on both sides of the debate about whether to take down Robert E. Lee's statue. Dershowitz noted that there were no fine people outside of the Democratic National Convention, DNC, chanting, "Hamas will win," and that there was nothing wrong with October 7. When asked by Brenner if Dershowitz, a lifelong Democrat, was ready to leave the party, Dershowitz revealed that he was no longer a member of the party. "So, are you ready to leave the Democratic Party?" Brenner asked. "I am no longer a Democrat," Dershowitz responded. "I am an independent. I'll decide who to vote for at the last minute based on the totality of the circumstances. I want to see how they deal with Iran. I want to see how they deal if Iran attacks the United States. I want to encourage the current administration to support Israel. So, I'm not revealing my vote until, you know, maybe November 1st. "When did you resign the Democratic Party?" Brenner added. Dershowitz explained that while his departure from the party had been gradual over time, there were a lot of things that pushed him to leave, such as Vice President Kamala Harris failing to comply with her constitutional obligation to preside over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's joint address to Congress. "I think the thing that really pushed me is how the Democrats conducted their convention. I cannot be associated with a party that features as its speakers, Ock, Sharpton, Liz Warren, and Bernie Sanders. That's not my party." Harris, Ocasio-Cortez, and Sanders had indicated that they would not attend war criminal Netanyahu's speech before Congress. Dershowitz, a criminal defense lawyer, is also known for having defended former President Donald Trump during his first Senate impeachment trial.